la la.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of DMDR. This is Jeremy Connor. Long time no see, everybody. Sorry to be out of sorts. It's been a couple of weeks now. I've been switching studios and just now got my equipment set up. I still got a ways to go on this place, but as far as it being usable now, at least it is. So today's topic is going to be contentment, because that ties into everything, your whole self-worth and all that. You gotta be content with what you got, because if you're content, it's kind of hard to get you down. It's not a cop-out. It's fine to strive for bigger and better things, but if you're happy and where you're at right now, it's a good place to be. There's things that I'll always want to be that I may not ever get to be, but I'm happy where I'm at right now. Like, if this is as high as I get, then I guess this is as high as I get. I got a good family. I've got two working vehicles, both with air conditioning. I used to not have all that. So I'm grateful for what I do have. My family don't have to struggle to eat. We live paycheck to paycheck, and we get our bills paid. And sometimes the struggle is okay. It's definitely bonded my family together. We don't take each other for granted. And I'm lucky to have a wife that's content as well. Like, she still wants to strive for bigger and better things, but she enjoys her life. She enjoys her family and her kids and me. And that's half the battle. Because if you're always wanting and just nothing's ever good enough, you're never going to win, because you're going to get more stuff and you're not going to be fine with that. You're going to need even more stuff. That's how people that win the lottery still end up in misery. If you can never have enough, you're never going to have enough. It's a hole you're never going to fill. That's why I hate greed. Greedy people is destroying everything. So be content. I would hope that if I won the lottery or just earned a ton of money, that I'd be like one of the biggest tippers and someone that would help my community and help other people's communities. I think it's a damn shame there's still such a thing as ghettos. It sucks that black communities get left in the dark as far as funding, and, you know, they got shitty schools and shitty housing, and that's not right. So I would hope that if I ever become wealthy, that I do something positive with it. Not to say I won't splurge on things, but I would like to think that I'd be a positive effect for other people. Like Mr. Beast, I got a lot of respect for that guy. He donates a lot of his money. He makes a buku of money, but he's giving it back to people. So I have a lot of respect for that guy. We need more of people like that.
Guys, we just got this house and we're giving it to a homeless person. Chandler's family friend is in trouble. And because of that, he hasn't been able to work much and he's about to go homeless. Not on my watch.
You guys and girls, when y'all are picking out a mate, y'all are looking about how attractive that person is. I tell you what, ain't nothing uglier than a greedy person, a selfish person. I've seen so much of it. People are so full of themselves, and I've been in there in that boat myself, and it's not a good place to be. I watch TikToks a lot just to kind of people watch, and man, there's a lot of stuff that ain't nice at all. And granted, a lot of these people are super young kids, and we're all dumbasses when we're young. But I tell you what, I got a soft spot for good-hearted people that ain't just all, hey, look how pretty and good-looking I am. Because, man, that's a lot of what TikTok is people wanting validation of how good-looking they are. I turned 41 this year, and as a former porn hound, I have seen a lot of naked women over the years. And you know what? They look the same. You know, I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures, because my deal when I was a kid, the internet really got to be accessible for everybody when I was 15. And so I was a little porn addict at 15. I mean, I'd stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning on a school night looking at dirty pictures. And I tell you what, porn is poison. But I guess the point I'm making is I've seen thousands of pictures of good-looking females. And in the end, you know, it's all the same. Looks can be important, but I tell you what, it's not the end-all, be-all. I really struck it rich with my wife, because she's good looking and she's good hearted. And in the past she has had anger issues, but she's had, you know, a troubled childhood. She took the initiative to get help, and she's very happy go lucky. It's nice to have her back. And I was a little anger beast for a while myself. Life really whipped the dog shit out of me. But I've just seen and been through all the stuff over these 40 years that I'm happy where I'm at right now. You know, it's, I take a lot of happiness in little things. Like, if I'm sitting on the couch and my littlest is on my lap watching her YouTube kids and my son is playing Fortnite on his PlayStation, and the wife's, you know, browsing through Facebook. We may not be saying a word to each other, but I don't know if I could get much happier. I'm around my family. I miss my oldest. She's fixing to turn 20, by the way, in just a few days. So happy birthday, kiddo. 20 years, that's wild. I tell you what, my oldest really helped me be content, because to get any time with her when she was little, I really had to fight like hell with my kids. You know, me and their mom, you know, we're still happily married. We get along fine. I don't have to go back and forth to see them. When I get home, they're there. And I love that, because I didn't have that for a very long time. Just every day was a damn struggle. I tell you what, there is hardly anything worse than having to drop your kid back off at their mom's or whatever. In my case, their mom's. And they don't want to go and you don't want them to go, but you ain't got no power over that. Because I don't know how things have changed as far as custody-wise, but it's definitely not split 50-50. Definitely not the time. But I tell you what, there wasn't a lot of quantity in me and my oldest's time, but there was a lot of quality, because when she was at the house, it was me and her playing and going outside and mud pies and all that stuff. I tell you what, she used to love to paint my nails. And the first time I let her, at first I'm like, you know what, you know, boys don't really get their nails painted. And she begged to differ. And so I was like, all right. And so she painted my fingernails this bright horish red color. She got done. She was proud of her work. I said, all right, kiddo, go ahead and get the nail polish remover. I got to go to work soon. And lo and behold, my mom didn't have any nail polish remover. I had to go to work with these bright red fingernails. And that was a long damn day of work. She thought that was just as funny as you could get. And she got me again one time. She got this glow-in-the-dark nail polish. And I've taken naps for 20 years now. I've always been a napper. And while I was taking a nap, she painted my toenails that glow-in-the-dark nail polish. Well, it dries clear, so my toes were a little shiny, I suppose, but I didn't think nothing of it. Well, when I went to bed that night and I went to turn the lights off, my damn toes glowed like Chernobyl, and I'm like, what the hell is going on with my feet? And my kid had painted that glow-in-the-dark shit on my toenails, so I still find that funny. But anyway, back to contentment. Be able to see the little things that make you happy. Because if you're always saying, I'll be happy when I have a big house or making six figures, you know, that may not never happen. And if it does happen, then what? Are you happy then? I kind of doubt it. I figured then you're going to be like, well, I'll be happy if I have a yacht or Guam or something, private island. If you can't be content, you're never going to be. You got to learn how to be content. So definitely work on that. If you've got outdated electronics, I'll tell you something right now. If you have a smartphone from 10 years ago, you still have something that the richest king didn't have centuries ago. You know, the most wealthiest person on the earth 200 years ago didn't have a smartphone or a car. None of the shit you got right now. So you're lucky to live in a time where we have access to all this neat shit. Another way to be content is not to be too vain. It's okay to want to keep up with yourself and dress nice and look nice, but there's people that aren't content with their looks. There's always these ladies that want bigger boobs or fatter lips or big booties and all that stuff. And, you know, I have counseled short guys a lot, especially on Reddit. I joined a few short guy groups to see if I could be some help. And there's this one kid's mom that said that her son isn't going to grow anymore, and he's 5'3", 5'4", and he's just worried to death, and he wants to get the surgery to where, and it's a painful-ass surgery. They pretty much, well, they break your legs and they extend them, and I think that the most that they can give is like 4 inches, but it's supposed to be very painful and all that, and he's willing to go through that, and she asked my advice on it, and I said it'd be a major mistake for him to have that surgery, because even if he does get 4 extra inches on him, someone's still going to find something to mess with that kid about. If I had the money to get that surgery, get 4 extra inches, I wouldn't go through all that. I used to wear elevator shoes, and that gave me, I think, a couple extra inches, and it just made my feet hurt like hell, and I'm like, nope. So if you're not content with yourself, you know, you're going to have to be, because that kid's going to find something else that he wants to improve. It's like these people that are addicted to plastic surgery. They just never feel like they're at the peak of how good they could look. All the while, time's working against them. Because if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're about as good looking as you're going to get. And it's okay to grow old gracefully. I'm getting gray hairs all through my beard and my hair. But hell, I'm a 40-year-old man. You know, that's about the time that shit starts. You know, I don't intend on dyeing my hair. You know, we're getting older. We're all going to pass away someday. There's just no getting around that. So live your life to the fullest. If you're all the time concerned about not having enough and that you're not where you want to be, it's fine to work to get there, but be happy in the moment you're living right now.
Stop torturing yourself, man. You'll never afford it. Live in the now.
It will be mine. Oh, yes. It will be mine.
This is Dr. Andrew Weil. And here's his little talk about happiness versus contentment.
I don't think we have a great cultural idea of happiness. I think many people imagine that happiness comes from something external. If you get a new car, if you get a better job, a bigger house, you'll be happy. And I don't think that's great to depend on happiness on external things. Whenever I hear the phrase the pursuit of happiness, the image that always comes to my mind is of racing dogs chasing a mechanical rabbit that's always just out of reach. I think a much better goal of life is to be content. And contentment is an inner feeling of satisfaction that's really not dependent on external factors. And I think it is not realistic to try to be happy all the time. You know, we're supposed to be sad or blue some of the time. You're not supposed to get stuck there. But I think that's part of human experience.
After the short break, we're going to talk about finding your meaning of life.
What up, everybody? Wes here from Blind Rabbit Vape Supply. Wanted to give you guys a quick update on all the new stuff we got in. So lots and lots and lots of juice, apple pear kiwi in stock, restocks on a lot of stuff. Drag X's. Bronze Knight, the Drag Maxes, Humvee 80s, those Aegis X's, as well as the Sigelli 213 Fogs. Lots of tanks, lots of disposables in, even Fuchis. Lots of Yocan Hits, Yocan X's, Yocan Unis, Uni Pros. Lots of vapable CBD and more on the way. More flower in stock, more edibles.
And more of your low-cost vape juices and supplies at Blind Rabbit Vapors. 2330 North Westwood Boulevard, Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
The new crispy chicken sandwich taco from Taco Bell. Is it a sandwich or a taco? Which side are you on? Try it with special pricing on the app.
Welcome back, everybody, and now we'll discuss the meaning of life, and that is very subjective to everybody. People for a long, long time have been trying to figure out what is the meaning of life. And I think that is just about as individual as you are. Like, I believe my meaning of life is different than yours. I don't think there's just one answer. But my meaning of life, I believe, is just to be there for my family. And to just be as happy as I can be and content as I can be. Because we're only here for a short while. There ain't been a guy in my family make it to 70. So here I am turning 41 pretty soon. So, you know, I've don't got the greatest amount of time, so I'm just trying to make it count. I'm taking chances and doing shit that I would never do, because I used to care about what other people thought, and I still do, but just not to the point to where it cripples me. People's gonna find a way to make fun of other people. I ain't no different. People's gonna find something on me, whether it be my height or whatever, or the fact that, you know, I'm just not the best at this yet. It's gonna take some time, but I do it anyway. I keep plugging on. Because no one starts out great at anything, they have to work at it. So my meaning of life is just my family and myself. You know, I wouldn't say I'm selfish, but I definitely try to take care of myself and do things that make me happy. And it's okay to put yourself out for others, because I get a lot of happiness from helping out other people and helping out my family. I remember spending the biggest chunk of the day. I hadn't got to see my oldest in a while. And the day that she came over, I hadn't seen her in months. Well, her tire had a flat because her car had gotten wrecked and the fender well was bent to where it kept chewing at the tire. So not only did I buy her a new tire, but I had to fix that fender well. And that took almost all the time that I had with her. I was working on her car, but she needed that car to work. And while I was aggravated that I didn't get to spend much time with her, I was happy that I got to do something that was going to kind of carry her on and help her out in the long run. So sometimes you make sacrifices for others, and it makes you feel better. My parents did the same for me. I'm sure your parents did the same for you, I hope. Just know that the clock is ticking. Get to doing what you want to do, or at least start preparing to where you can do what you want to do, because sometimes tomorrow don't come. I'm never going to be a helicopter pilot. I got too old. I've second-guessed not joining the Army. I'm way too old for that now. They wouldn't take me if I tried, which I wouldn't even try now. Hell, I am too old. I got my family. With that being said, I wanted to be a stand-up comedian forever. Start when I was in my early 20s. I just started stand-up comedy like 2 years ago, just because it took me dang near 20 years to get the balls to do it. And it's easier to have the balls to do it when you're older, because you notice people don't really notice you. Whether you win or fail, it's like the older you get, you're invisible. I learned that the hard way working in public schools, because I swear if you was over 30 years old, it's like they couldn't see you or hear you. It's kind of like you don't matter anymore. It's a weird feeling. So my meaning of life is to find meaning, and that's taking care of others and doing what makes me happy. This little podcast is one of them. And people are afraid to sit down in silence and think anymore. Like they always have to have their damn phone on and watching shit on Facebook and YouTube. And that's fine, but take a minute to reflect and, look at yourself and where your life is going. People don't really know they're happy until they have those few silent moments, and then they feel like hell because they feel empty. So just, for a good 10 minutes a day, shut all that horse shit off and just think for a bit. Even if ain't just before you go to bed. Some of my deepest thinking is when I'm trying to go to sleep. And I know what the meaning of life ain't, and that's going to work. It's a means to an end. You have to make that money to afford to do the things you want to do. But at what cost? There's people working themselves to damn death for too big of a house that they never get to be in because they're always at work. I knew this older couple that decided to buy a big brand new house, and they were never in it because they worked 7 days a week. And to me, that's just as dumb as it can get, because this was 20 years ago and they were up in their 50s. I guess if it's worth it to them, that's one thing, but I don't see how. Working yourself to death, work hard, it gets you to work. To work yourself to death. People's got to have the biggest and the newest. Doing jobs that they hate. I have done jobs I've hated solely for the sake of my family. No education out of high school, and I was just kind of stuck. But then I got complacent, and then I got used to the horseshit. I was like, yeah, this sucks, but at least I'm used to it. And I've went out on a limb a few times, and it's really paid off. I actually got a job for the public school system doing custodial work, and it paid very well, but it was shit for my self-esteem. And I actually left that job to make a worse paying job that I enjoyed, and that was patient transport. And I enjoyed that job for close to 16 years, but then, I started getting too old for that shit. And so now I found another job that's a whole lot less hassle. It doesn't give me the social stuff that I need, because I really like to goof around and mess around, pester people. I can't really do that in this job, but I'm getting to slow down and enjoy life. I don't feel like dog shit when I get home. And it's not my dream job, but it's the best job I've had in 20 years. Except for I did a security job for a while before that place went out of business. I love that job because, I didn't have to do shit but have a pulse. But anyway, just know the balance, that sliding scale of how hard you gotta work to get the things you want. Because maybe you just need to want less.
I've got to get out of here, so y'all take care, and I will see y'all next week.